Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, Duck Dynasty fans, we got a new podcast, The Jeff and Jess Show, with me, Jeff Roberts.
And me, Jessica. We'll be talking about our many passions, including faith, family, and everyday life.
So check out new episodes of The Jeff and Jess Show every Wednesday at PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, or subscribe at iTunes.
Everybody, welcome to For Crying Out Loud. I'm your host, Lynette.
Who?
Who?
That's
getting who?
Old.
I know. And that's
my fault.
Stephanie Wilder Taylor.
Who? All right.
Hey, are you guys taking down Anna? Hashtag take down Anna.
Take
right?
that bitch down.
Come
take
on.
Da- hashtag take down Anna.
That's
go
right.
leave us a 5-star review and then hashtag take down Anna, and we're going to retweet.
Any tweets
the heck
we get
out of it.
Yes.
Yeah. It's going to be so fun.
Go to iTunes. Give us a 5-star review.
Oh, my God. We're so into this. We're gonna overtake
she has no
her
idea.
Podcast.
She has no idea, but she's sweet.
Like, she's so worried about us.
I know. She's sweet.
That's well, why we're doing it.
We're
she's
doing
funny.
It she's funny.
Yeah.
She's sweet. And we are only like 42 whatever.
Five-star reviews
down away
yeah.
from her. So why not? Why can't we beat down? We can take down Anna.
We should. We bring it.
Yeah.
We bring it every week.
Let's show her that we have a serious audience. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So serious, we're going to talk about
MedJet.
If something serious happens to you while you're on vacation.
You don't know what's going to happen.
No, you don't.
You're on vacation, well, minding your own business.
Right.
Suddenly, there's a cyclone, and you're like, what now? You're like, my Visa card doesn't
this is the
cover
last
this.
Thing I need. Dang it.
You know?
No, you gotta watch
listen,
out for the Zika.
Moms worry about stuff. We worry about, like, shit going sideways when we're on vacation.
Right, right.
So if you do any kind of really adventurous traveling,
you might need this.
Or you're a worrier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get MedJet. It's like a comprehensive coverage where you might not be covered by other people. Like maybe you go to an area that had the Zika virus.
You don't know.
Maybe there's a natural disaster or a government coup.
We don't know.
You don't know what's going to happen.
No.
So go to MedJet, that's MedJet.com/impact, IMPACT, and then code is FCOL.
Yeah.
And you're going to get $50 off an annual membership when you go
said
to MedJet.
Manual.
When you go to MedJet.com/impact and enter FCOL. All right. Also today, we need to talk to you about Campari.
Woo.
It's very important
very.
That you understand what Campari is all about.
Campari.
Whoa. Campari is it's skincare products that smell delightful, like coconut.
Speaking of vacations,
mm-hmm.
yeah. It smells
mm-hmm.
like you're on a vacation.
Yes.
Yes.
Even if you don't go on vacation – to adventurous lands
right.
that have
with
the Zika virus. Smell like you do with some Campari.
That's
it's
right.
It's summer in a bottle, people.
Yeah.
And it smells, and Lynette and I have tried it. We love it.
We love it.
I use their products.
Mm-hmm.
My kids love it.
Yes.
They're like, this smells so good.
Yeah. They have the coconut body glow, which
mm-hmm.
gives a little bit of shimmer on you. So
yep.
like when you're tan, you put the coconut body glow on. Mm-mm-mm.
They have an oil for your hair. They have shimmery stuff. They have all kinds of stuff. Go check it out at Campari, Kopari, beauty.com/FCOL. And if you do that, and you do the FCOL, you get 20% off your order.
Wow.
That's Campari, Kopari, beauty.com/FCOL. So what's happening?
Cool. Well, so Adam's show is live on Spike every Tuesdays. And
that's so crazy. Tell me about this show. Like, what is it exactly?
So, okay. Michael Davies, who I love, who is responsible for Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen.
And oh, my God.
Actually,
good person to be in with.
Yeah. He's actually – all right. If you really want to dig deep, he's responsible for Jimmy and Adam's friendship. He's responsible for The Man Show. He said, I love this idea for a show for men, just joking and making fun of dudes. And I think that you guys should do a pilot for ABC. And they did a pilot for ABC. And, of course, ABC didn't pick it up. And then Comedy Central bought it. And that there you go. So he's gone, always gone. I used – when I worked at ABC, his – like offices, I was right outside his office, and he was great. He's a nice. Anyway, he's responsible for Watch What Happens Live. He does live television, and he does like Chris Hardwick's show on AMC, the Talking Dead,
uh-huh.
Talking Bad after Breaking Bad. So he does these live shows, and he's been wanting to work with Adam.
We're like Talking Sword. Our After Sword and Scale show,
yes,
that we do.
Exactly.
From our podcast.
That's right.
After Scale.
So, Mike Boudet, you guys got to kick us over some of your cash again.
He is.
Yeah,
he's subscribing to us on Patreon. He's like a top subscriber. He loves us now.
That's right.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Michael Day.
So yeah. The live TV, he's been wanting to work with Adam. And Adam's been wanting to do like some kind of construction thing. And so they put two and two together, and now he's doing this live show. And it premiered last Tuesday. Jimmy was the guest. This week's guest is Adam Sandler. And it's they little pre-filmed bits of Adam, like Man on the Street kind of stuff. But then they also do a live – Ray is Adam's sidekick kind of guy. So like Jimmy wanted to build a loft – for his house, for his kids. And so he and Jimmy, Ray and Jimmy, it was a lot going on, built like a loft. They had to get it done by the end of the episode. And Adam, you know, so there was all this. So how long is an episode? It's an hour. So he comes up, he talks to the audience. It's in front of a studio audience. And then he talks to the celebrity. And then Ray and him start working. And then they show a couple bits. And then at the end, you know, they have to make the thing by the end. I don't know.
Is he really making the thing by the end, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
So Ray, he's building something in 45 minutes?
Right. Yeah. Ray. They get it, like, started and, like, and Adam will explain what it is. Oh, and then they had, like, a Skype couple. I don't know because it was the first episode. We're recording right now before this Tuesday's Adam Sandler episode, so I don't know what episode two is going to look like. But episode one, there was a lot going on. I suspect it's not going to be that busy this week, but I don't know. Who am I? I don't know. But – Adam's enjoying it because it's building, and he loves that, and he loves working with Michael Davies, and he's enjoying it. And then the kids were on the first episode.
Now, by the way, Spike is not Spike anymore, though, right?
That's what everybody's saying. I guess I don't know.
It's like called Paramount or something.
What is it? I don't know. But here's forget Adam. The more important, more interesting part is that somebody had the bright idea to do an after show of Adam's show on Facebook Live with me hosting. And
how did you think of that?
I didn't think of it. It's just so Jay and Patrick, the guys I work with, were like, we should do an after show on Facebook Live, and it should be Corolla Drinks after show. Because we've been talking about, like, after we do a bar crawl, we should do a recap on a podcast. But we're not going to do a weekly podcast of what? So we decided we'll do we will do an after show. So it's called Corolla Drinks after show. And it's on Facebook. It's on Adam Carolla's Facebook page, and it's live at 8 p.m. Pacific time. So as soon as Adam's show ends, which is at 8, we go live at 7:55, actually. And it is produced like a TV show. Like these guys, I get the notes and like back and forth and the opening and Lynette. So it's hosted by me and Jay. And Jay is Jay is my partner in Corolla Drinks, but he's also, you know, worked for Adam for 10 years and learned so much from Adam that he went and got his he got his contractor's license.
Wow.
And his law degree. I mean, he's insane. He's a very smart guy. And so he knows all about the building. So we watched the show. We all watched the show with the lackeys here at the studio. And then as soon as the show's over, we go live on Facebook for the next 10 weeks now, every Tuesday.
And how long is the show?
Our show is supposed to be 30 minutes, but it's turning into 40 now, 45.
45 minutes live on Facebook?
I guess. It's supposed to be 30 minutes.
And who are you? So it's you and Jay?
It's Jay and I, but it's with the lackeys. And then we also roll in some pre-taped bits of me talking to Adam the night before, like, tomorrow is your big day. Are you excited? And, you know, are Adam and Natalia arguing over how they should remodel her bedroom and a little behind the scenes, Olga.
Girl, you're becoming like a TV producer.
It was weighing on me that we had to do this on Tuesday. And
right.
then we did it. And I was – when I got there – I started realizing that I've learned so much, it came in handy. And I was like, no. Well, let me tell you how to do it. Like, everybody has great ideas and stuff. But, like, it felt good to get the, like, creative, you know, going, the creative juices flowing. And it was fun. It's fun. It is fun. It's fun. Did it again this week. I don't know how it went.
So where does it come from, your Facebook feed?
It's on Adam Carolla's Facebook page.
Okay.
And it will also be on Carolla Drinks Facebook page.
Okay.
As well.
But so if people want to watch your show,
yeah.
go to Adam's page and mm-hmm. write at what time does it start?
Starts at 8 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So 8 or 11 if you're in New York.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. So as soon as
and
Adam
then go
shows
to the page
over.
And it'll say we're going live.
Right.
And then it'll just start and you can just start watching it
yes.
streaming live.
Yes. And you can ask us questions and if you want to call in, we'll take your calls and all that kind of stuff. It's fun. And then it lives up on the page. And then, yeah, it'll live up on the page for a while. So you can go there now and watch, you know, last week's show. Kaylin, producer Kaylin Brandon here.
Hello.
We sent him
I'm here.
We sent him last week because we were like, Jay was like, we need somebody to be down there that's going to interview like Jimmy or the celebrity before they go on or whatever. So we sent Kaylin. Turns out Jimmy had no time and we couldn't interview him. So, but Kaylin's our correspondent because it's everything is live. So Adam's show is live and then our show is live. So Kaylin's down there. So he's our correspondent that's like behind the scenes telling us what's going
and
on.
And where is that? Where is it shooting?
Downtown.
Is it
downtown.
Downtown?
Yeah. In a
so
secret
you,
location.
So you're making like the loft. Like if you're building a loft, are you at someone's house building the loft? Like
no,
is that pre-taped or are you doing it on a set?
Doing it on the set with
wow.
Ray.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, that's that. That's 10 weeks and, you know, it's fun. It's interesting.
So you're going to definitely do your show all 10 weeks?
Yes.
That's super exciting.
Yeah.
And what Natalia and Sunny were on it.
Yeah.
The first weekend, what were they doing?
You know, Stephanie, like TV executives are like, "Hey, we should have your kids come on and, you know, whatever." Because they built a loft, they wanted they wanted Sunny and Natalia to come on at the very end and, you know, test it out.
And they're like, "How good's your insurance?"
Yeah, really. So they did it like the last 5 minutes of the show. They went up and Kaylin was backstage. She took a picture of them. So the reason I took a pic, there's a picture on my Instagram or somewhere of Sunny and Natalia playing on their phones while Daddy's live on television. And it's like, yeah, they're not paying attention kind of thing. But if you see, Olga's right behind them. And I was talking to Olga about it. And she goes, "Do you know why I did that? I gave them phones to play on." I said, "Why?" And she goes, "Because your husband was talking about sex boat and how Ray has gray pubes."
Oh, my God.
And I did not want them to hear that. So I gave them phones. I was like, okay, thanks, Olga.
Thank God for Olga.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah. Thank God for Olga.
Wow. They have a nice big audience there.
Yeah.
How did the show do?
I think it did well. We don't know. I think the ratings come this week, I guess. I don't know. I don't know yet. But they were happy. They were happy how it went. I just feel good that Michael Davies is there. That's, you know, because Adam and TV execs don't really go together very well
mm-hmm.
sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Michael Davies gets Adam and understands Adam. And it was fun to see Adam and Jimmy together and all that kind of stuff. But it was really funny. They did a great job. With the show. The first episode was really funny.
I'm surprised Jimmy Kimmel could be there because doesn't he have to host a show?
Yeah.
How did he do that?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Was he like off that day?
I don't know.
Sure, it was probably like pre-taped. Maybe they did like two episodes in one day or something.
Sometimes, of his show?
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, variety shows do that. They'll like double tape.
Yeah. They're dark on Friday. Well, yeah.
Yeah, but he's not dark on Tuesday.
No, I know. Yeah, but they do it, so they probably did it, I guess.
Or it was just maybe they taped it in the morning, like they taped it a little bit earlier.
They worked it out.
They sure did. Mm-hmm. They sure worked it out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fun.
Fun, yeah.
Do you ever read this website called Reductress?
No, what is it?
It's a comedy website that does. It's like The Onion,
uh-huh.
but it's for women.
Okay,
it's all like funny, like just these, just like feminist, but it's not really feminist.
Yeah,
because it's jokes.
Yeah, yeah, I gotcha.
So John sometimes sends me links. Yeah, there it is. There's the
study finds straight women have the fewest orgasms but keep fucking Jeff anyway.
They just have very like funny, like oniony articles. And
right.
This one, John sent me this one and it just made me laugh. I thought I'd read you a few minutes
of
it.
Yeah, tell me.
Okay, this one's called How to Remind Him You Haven't Forgotten His Penis Is Still in the Room. And it starts with, sometimes when you're out with your guy at a party and you're busy connecting with friends, he may find himself sipping his drink in a corner wondering, does she even remember that my penis is here? You may find yourself totally neglecting his penis under the assumption that you'll be fully devoted to the penis portion of the evening later. Here's how to assure him you haven't forgotten his dick if he seems to be getting antsy.
Mm-hmm.
Number one tip. Mm-hmm. Brush gently against his pants on your way to refill your drink. He probably knows deep down that you still like his ding-dong, even though you're talking about politics across the room, but sometimes it doesn't feel like you know it's in the room right now. Be sure to do a quick drive-by dick brushing with your hips as you cross the room to get another glass of wine. He'll breathe a sigh of relief, and you can continue not touching his dick for a little longer while still honoring its presence. Glance down at his pants and wink. A little can say a lot when it comes to remembering that his dick isn't going anywhere. As you network with an important influencer in your field, take a moment to look over at his penis and give him a quick wink and affirmative nod, like, yep, don't worry, I haven't forgotten about that. Send a flirty text like, quote, looking forward to some of your D later, which is definitely in the room, smiley face. Even if you're not fully feeling this because Sharon is updating you on her son's hearing problem, it's easier to just send this text rather than watch your dude squirm next to the chip bowl as he ponders whether you even remember he has a penis, which is here, like, right now. This text lets him know you're definitely aware it's still there. Should I keep going?
Yeah.
When all else fails, just sit on his lap the whole night. You can definitely still talk to other people at this wedding, but just make sure you do it from the comfort of your boyfriend's lap. He'll feel calmer knowing that you're physically aware of his penis the whole time. Dicks need love and attention. Don't let your man think you've forgotten just because you have other things you want to be doing for the next hour or two. All their articles are funny.
Who writes that's just different people? Like submit stuff?
Yeah, I mean, they have like a little writing staff.
Why? You should write something.
It doesn't pay. I'm sure it does not pay well. But yeah, could be fun. Wait, there's another one that was really funny too. Wait.
What's it called?
It's called Reductress. Reductress.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one's kind of funny too. You want another one?
Yeah.
Okay, this makes me laugh. Okay, 6 email sign-offs that will leave your coworkers begging for more.
Oh, boy.
As a woman in the workplace, it can be hard to strike the balance between I'm filled with interesting stories and what is it she's hiding? So while you might be wondering what's the most effective professional way to sign emails, what you should be asking is how can I sign off my emails in a way that will leave coworkers absolutely begging for more of my emails? Here are some sign-offs that will leave your coworkers hungry for more. Cheers. This one's a bit of a classic, but for someone just venturing out into advanced emailing, it's a surefire way to let your coworkers know there's more where this came from. Equal parts fun, edgy, and totally British, you'll sound like one quirky governor with the turn of an email sig. Your coworkers will be lining up to receive your emails in no time. Regretfully yours. If you're the dark and mysterious type, this morose and brooding sign-off is the perfect way to shroud yourself in secrets. Everyone in the office will be wondering what it is you regret. Your email? Your job? Their job? Either way, it'll leave them positively starving for more emails.
Regret.
This one makes me laugh. Chim Chim Tree, a a chimney for me. Take the European charm up a notch or 12 with this super cute sign-off fit for a queen. At first, your coworkers might be saying, huh? Or what? But before you know it, they'll be banging on your cubicle wall demanding more emails from you. I am behind you. This is an appropriate sign-off if you're literally behind someone, but an even tastier email treat if you're not even in the office. Send it to your favorite coworker as a goof, or better yet, completely hide your name and IP address, and you'll have him turning around fearfully wondering who you are and why you're watching him. He'll email you back asking, where are you? And who is this? And what do you want from me? And why are you doing this to me? Sounds like somebody wants more of your gorgeous emails. And then the last one is just XOXOXOXOXO, like 20 of them.
Uh-huh.
Everyone loves hugs and kisses, especially in the workplace. Their confusion will no doubt leave them thirsty for more emails. They'll be begging you to explain yourself. Anyway, there's like one more, but go read this. Isn't
that
funny?
Cute. Yeah, that's funny.
I love humor like that.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll be wanting more of your gorgeous emails. I love The Onion.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of this website called Literally Unbelievable?
No.
It's where The Onion finds places where people have posted an Onion article and then people believed it and responded to it.
Oh, really?
Like they'll – you know, The Onion is so over the top.
Right,
that
right.
Sometimes it's hilarious when people are like, that's ridiculous. Like that shouldn't happen or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So Literally Unbelievable finds all of the responses that people had to Onion articles thinking they're real and when they got mad.
Right, right, right.
And it's very funny.
What are some of the – where – is there anything that sticks out in your mind that you saw recently that was good?
Here. We just found one. The Onion. It's a Sean Spicer story. I can't read.
Where'd it go? Sean Spicer's role in the Trump administration will be to provide the American public with robust and clearly articulated misinformation.
Okay, so this is clearly says it's a tweet from The Onion.
Right. And then Sean Spicer retweeted and said, you nailed it, period.
Yeah.
With an exclamation point.
And the funny thing is Sean Spicer did not realize it was a joke.
Right.
Oh, this is a Clickhole article. So Clickhole is like it's part of The Onion.
Mm-hmm.
It says Clickhole has a picture with a Facebook icon on a little air horn. And it says, fighting back, Facebook is mailing Facebook is mailing air horns to all of its users to blow whenever they see fake news. And then so this is just people writing back that don't get it.
Right.
At Clickhole, so who decides if news is fake? Zuckerberg? No thanks. If I can't tell if something is fake or not, it's my fault for being an idiot. Like that's somebody who is like.
You are an idiot.
What?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is funny. There's a picture of a guy strapped down to a gurney like
he's in his the
like he's in prison on death row.
Yeah.
About
like
to get.
He's in the death chamber.
So the article.
There's a guy looking at him through the window.
It says heartwarming. Chris Pratt showed up in costume to this condemned fan's execution. And then underneath it. It says, okay, so Chris Pratt is funny, super hot, and pretty much the sweetest guy in Hollywood. And if you ever have a single doubt about it, is that he's as big-hearted as they say, and then it would be an article about how he showed up at an execution.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is somebody's response to that. There are sick kids in hospitals that would love to see him, but instead he goes to the other side of the country to make a guy who did something bad enough to deserve death penalty and make him feel better? Sounds fishy.
Yeah, thanks. Jesus. I know. People are so dumb. It's just like when I did my famous retweet that I love so much that people took it seriously.
Which one?
Somebody sent me a tweet that said, Lynette, you are a better tweet. You're better at Twitter than your husband. And I retweeted his tweet and wrote, thanks, I know. And I spelled no, N-O. And people are like, yeah, and spelling, don't know how to spell runs in the family too. And it's like, Jesus Christ. Really? Because it crossed my mind, like, should I, like, just kidding. But I was like, no, it's going to take away from it.
Right.
So I was just like, thanks. I know. I love that one. Don't you? People are like,
oh
so
my
still,
God. Yes.
Wow.
I can't stand having to say just kidding.
I know. You're not supposed to be able to, like, and then people take you literally.
Right. That just takes away from any kind of dry humor.
Right.
Deadpan is your friend.
Yes.
I like to just say stuff and let it sit there.
Yes.
The problem is that I've sometimes done that at parties or whatever, and like years later had people go like, remember when I first met you and you said something and I didn't understand, and then I have to go like, I was joking.
Did you just meet me? Like, hello.
And they're like, yeah, I had just met you. Yeah. I'm like, well, it just seemed obvious. Sometimes you say stuff and you're like, there's no possible way I could be serious.
Right.
Like, I just said something so ridiculous.
Right.
Like, if we're making jokes about rape. Like, obviously.
Right.
We're not trying to get raped.
No.
If you say something that's kind of deadpan, and then if people go like, I can't believe you would say, like, you want to get raped. No. Why would I say that? If I really meant that, I would keep it to myself. I wouldn't just say it on a podcast.
I know.
Stupid.
Idiot.
God. I'm so mad right now.
What's going on? Like, is there anything I'm missing on online? Like, I like, yeah, because you keep up with stuff. Like, is there any, have you had any arguments or anything?
I know. No? It's like, you know, if I try to dig, this is one thing that cracks me up about this podcast.
Careful. Oh, my God. Stephanie,
this chair. This chair is
That's the chair. Yeah, that's the evil chair.
I got an evil chair.
That should go in the corner.
Yeah. I'm going to put this chair in the corner so I don't.
Put the box of dildos on that chair.
It's a broken chair, and I got to get the dildo chair. So.
Damn it, Kaylin.
This just cracks me up, and I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right.
Thank you.
Fuck people. We're going to talk about whatever the hell we want to talk about.
Right.
But sometimes it's just funny because, like, let's just say. Let's just say something comes up and I tell a story about, like, Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then the next I'll see on Facebook, someone will be like, God, all she ever talks about is, like, Maddie already. Mm-hmm. Like, we get it. Your kid's transgender. Like, stop talking about it. And it's like, is that really all I talk about now?
I know.
If I make one little, like, political joke, then they're like,
I don't come here to listen to politics. It's like, shut up.
What? So then I just remember back when I was going through a few Facebook fights.
Right.
And then people would be like, ah, she should look at herself. All she does is fight with people on Facebook. It's like, that's not all I do.
It's all you do.
But I do a bunch of boring shit during the week, and I try to bring you like anything that's kind of worth mentioning.
I know.
I'm not fighting with people on Facebook 24/7.
Right.
But if it happens, that's the thing that's going to stand out to come and tell you about.
Right. I know. It is. It's infuriating. It really is. Like, I just hate when people get the information. They're so misinformed. They get the information completely wrong. Like, there was a guy on Facebook that, remember the other day I was talking about how I was on Facebook and, oh, I love the fans and everything. They're so positive and the love we've been getting and the sword and scale love and all that. And then I, like, get down towards the bottom of the page and then there's a guy, it's like, is Lynette really that out of it? She really did find out about the Oscars, like Adam told her about the Oscars an hour before they walked out the door. And
I didn't even see this.
Did you see that? And then he was like, and if he's really a monster, then why is she, what did he say? If he's really a monster, then why is she even, why bash the man on his media outlet? And I was like, okay. Now I know why Stephanie's arguing all the time with people, because people are fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So I was like, all right, listen, dude, hold on. Calm the fuck down. First of all, did I ever fucking say that Adam told me an hour before the Oscars that that's how I had to rush to get ready because he told me an hour? And if you did, then you were making it more dramatic. I was like, I told the story of Adam telling me 2 days or 3 days before.
Right. Which is an hour in women's time.
Right. Exactly. Thank you. That we were going to the Oscars.
That's like no notice.
No notice.
You might as well have been like, get in the car. We're going to the Oscars.
Right. So that's, if I said an hour, I must have said it like a half an hour after I told the story about how it took
you did say an hour, but
I did it. And there's no way I did. And then second of all, asswipe, when do we talk about Adam being a monster? I said, if you met, that's what we do. We vent about our husbands. I don't talk shit. I don't say he's a monster. And then I was like, somebody's been binging on a little too much Sword and Scale. And now I was thinking, everybody's a monster out there. Dude, fucking, hey, what right. the fuck?
I just think some people hear something and then they blow it up in their mind.
Yeah, then they don't get it right. You know, here's the other thing. All right, here's the other thing. Then I was and by the way, also, to put a nail in that coffin, I was like, his media outlet? How about our media outlet?
Right.
Okay. Our media outlet. Anyway.
Oh, but then people will say that if I say something negative about Adam, like if we're telling a story and I go, well, he shouldn't have said that, then all of a sudden they're like, wow, I can't believe Lynette allows Stephanie to say something negative about Adam. I mean, he should fire her. It's like, does he even know that she said something negative about him on his network? It's like, first of all, I don't think Adam has the fucking time of day to be listening to everyone, listening down all of our episodes to make sure that we're not saying anything.
Right.
And second of all, am I sitting there going like, wow, Adam Kroll is a fucking asshole, Lynette. You need to leave him. Like, do you listen to our podcast?
I know.
It's two women talking about our lives.
That's the thing. And then here's the other thing. I was on the Patreon because I subscribed to Sword and Scale.
Right.
And I was reading the comments, and there's the one episode, there was a, so I don't know. I think, okay, in Sword and Scales episodes,
right. He
says he takes our episode title, I Want to Be More Disturbed, whatever, and said, you guys need to listen to this podcast because there's people out there that talk shit about me, and I don't want to give them the time of day and say who they are, but these people, these two women, they break down it perfectly.
The haters.
The haters. Okay. And then so now there's like 90 comments underneath that post.
Oh, there are?
Oh, yeah. So I was starting to read all the comments. And for the most part, they were like very positive and very loving and like, screw the haters, okay?
Right.
And then there was a bunch that were like, thank you. Those girls, those women were funny and thanks for turning me onto that show. And then there's the couple that are dumb and confused and out of it. Like, you don't need to listen to these women who are these women that are and it's unclear the way they posted. They might not have been talking about us, but in my brain they're talking about, like, they get it. They don't really read and hear what he's saying.
Right.
They automatically see – all they see is there's haters and here's these women.
Right.
And then they're like, oh, these women are talking shit about Mike Boudet. And fuck them.
You know? Right, it's like, right.
Listen, if you're out of it, stay off the internet. Don't post. It's like friends don't let friends don't drink and drive. How about friends are like fucking idiots? Post.
Right.
Because you're an idiot and you get everything wrong. And now you're going to, you know, start trouble or whatever. You fucking morons.
The thing that kills me is that just about haters in general is that it's usually negative. I mean, we get – or maybe that's the ones that stand out because lots of people love us, love Sword and Scale, love whatever they love, you know?
Right.
But it just – it kills me that people feel the need – like here's just an example. A friend of mine did an anti-Trump post on her wall, but it wasn't even an anti-Trump post. It was, it was like a cut and paste.
Mm-hmm.
It was like here's some information about something that's going on, and she's very active, and she has a transgender child.
Right.
Some of us that have transgender children are way more sensitive to certain things that are going on with the administration, and she had cut and pasted something, and. Somebody – it came up in my news feed. I was minding my own business.
Mm-hmm.
And one of her friends wrote under it like, you really need to stop being so angry. Like it's time to let it go and like stop posting posts like this because it just – it's not going to do any good. You need to just move on. And it was just like a whole little lecture to this woman. And I couldn't help but be like, who the fuck are you? Like,
I know.
It's her Facebook wall.
I know.
Like, how does the thought come into your head that you're like, you know what? I'm going to let her know that she needs to
move on.
She should. Yeah.
Yeah.
When it's time to move on. I'm going to help her
out.
Oh, and of course, it started with, you're not going to enjoy what I have to say. But, well, if you have to start something with, you're not going to enjoy what I have to say, don't fucking say it.
Right.
It's not necessary.
Right.
It's not helping anybody.
Right.
Like, if you have some constructive feedback from me and
makes
Lynette, let's just say, and you want to, if you t- here's the thing, mm-hmm. and I tell this to people, I respond to people. If you take issue with something that we say, mm-hmm. that's totally different.
Right.
One time we were talking about somebody and somebody got their feelings hurt about mm-hmm. something I said mm-hmm. and they wrote a message mm-hmm. or a post, even a comment, all about how, like, are you fucking kidding me with this comment about mm-hmm. – it was about autism. Mm-hmm. And they misconstrued – in my opinion, like what I meant.
Right.
And sometimes we might say something that's kind of dumb. Like we're right. just talking and like right. we make some sweeping generalization and we forget right. we're on a podcast and right. don't do our research.
Right, right.
Okay.
Right.
I have no problem writing back and being like, first of all, I didn't mean that.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that you took it that way. And second right. of all, sometimes I say dumb shit and I don't
right.
do research.
Right.
I'm not a professional.
Yeah. What do you guys want us to right. research? We don't
but
even
I
know
don't,
what we're going to talk
but
about.
But I don't mind. Mm-hmm. My point is I don't mind
right.
if people say that.
Right.
As long as they're not like, you're a fucking asshole and I'm right. never listening again and everybody else should. As long as they go, listen, I was really offended. It yeah. hurt my feelings mm-hmm. because I felt like you were talking to me or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
By all means,
yes.
bring it up. We're right. a community.
Yes.
But the people that are like, you know what? All you ever talk about is your transgendered son and I don't care.
I know. And get and Who, move,
who's
move
that
on.
Helping?
I know. Like it's exactly.
That's when I just go, then don't listen.
Don't listen and don't post. Don't
say that.
Right, right. Like you said, like that person on her on your friend's Facebook page that said, you need to move on. You're not going to like what I'm going to say. You're going to need to move on. How about you move on.
Right.
Because
unfollow
you're
that person.
Right. So obviously it's bothering you. So why don't you move on? Take your
right.
own dumb advice and move the fuck on.
Right.
Bitch.
Like a comment like,
Jesus
what
Christ.
Did you really just find out about the Oscars an hour before? And why are you bad-mouthing your husband on his outlet? Here's the hint for you. Not helpful.
Right.
That's not constructive criticism.
Right.
That's not like you just voicing your opinion.
Right.
That's you just stirring up just –
right, just trying – right.
Don't say that.
I know.
First of all, you're some guy who doesn't give a shit about the Oscars mm-hmm. and loves Adam Carolla. This isn't the podcast for you.
Exactly.
It's not meant for you.
And you're not even listening. Like what, an hour before? What? And
see,
what,
I just
like
think
monster?
People like to make trouble.
Right.
And some people really need attention.
Right.
Like there was this one guy – who I don't know if he even regularly listens to the podcast, but he once went on Adam's page mm-hmm. and posted like something slamming me, hoping that Adam would see it
yeah.
and be mad at me.
Yeah.
I think it was because he was mad that I was talking about politics and thought Adam would disagree with me and thought Adam
oh,
wouldn't
yeah,
like me
yeah. Yeah.
talking crazy and being progressive over on one of his podcasts.
Yeah.
So he went on there and the funny thing was is so many people – slam the guy.
Right.
So many people were like, then don't listen to their podcast.
Right. How about that?
But that guy mm-hmm. has since then many times like messaged me and been like, I'm a big fan of yours and I hope you're not mad at
that
me. And
yeah, that guy's all over the map.
That's what
I
I'm
think
saying.
I know
it's like
about.
These same people. I think it's they just want attention.
Mm-hmm.
They want attention.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
whether it's negative attention.
Right.
And you know what doesn't get a lot of attention when you just go, I love you guys. You're a great
mm-hmm.
podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Then nobody gets mad and like
right.
talks back to you and
right.
starts a problem with you. So it's
right.
those people. I try not to let it.
Wasn't
I feel like they
yeah.
do it to Mike Boudet too.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what goes on with him. I don't know who was attacking him or what. But I mean – why? The guy's just doing a podcast. Like,
well, you know, you get those people that like
always
are like,
right.
he hates people with mental illness.
Right.
He's spreading disinformation. Only if you're listening and you're finding it offensive, don't
right.
listen.
Exactly.
That's the thing that kills me is there are so many choices. And
mm-hmm.
people hate it when I say, then don't listen.
Right.
But I'm not saying don't listen to people who are actually fans of the podcast. Like I said,
right.
I'm not saying don't, if you find one thing we say offensive, then don't fucking listen.
Right.
I'm open to hearing if something bothered somebody.
Yes.
But it's more like people that are like, you
the
guys
trolls.
Don't even talk about parenting anymore. So what's – then oh. then – sorry – our podcast is not about early childhood.
You, right. right.
It's not like I'm saying like, I hate you. Don't listen. I'm not trying to chase people away. But what I'm saying is people aren't going to change
right.
what they're doing
right.
to please one person.
Exactly.
They're just not. Mike Boudet is not going to be making a pro mental illness podcast because a couple of people got pissed off.
Well, exactly. And your friend is not going to be like, oh, well, this cunty cunto said I should move on. So – I'm going to, you know what? She's right. You're right. You're so, where have you been? Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel so much better.
I just need to meditate.
Jesus Christ.
And let go of some of the anger. I'm glad she pointed it out
to me.
Thank you. Yeah. You know what? I love Donald Trump now. He's great. I don't know what I was so worried about.
What are you worried about? Just let it go.
Right.
But then, hey, I read, by the way, I read a post. I read not John Taylor from Duran Duran, but your husband.
Yeah.
But he posted something that was really interesting, and it was like an article. But I think he wrote it about.
No.
So I.
He didn't write it. He said this opinion.
This opinion.
It was about Rachel Maddow.
Right. Right.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people shared it, and he was like, these people think I wrote this. But
right.
He goes, did I not clearly say I didn't write it? And I was like, yes, he. But a
he
lot
said
of
this person, but the way, but then I don't know. It seemed like I couldn't tell if he wrote it or not.
Yeah, a lot of people got confused.
Yeah.
It was something that went around that I actually found it on somebody else's Facebook wall.
Because he does write blogs, doesn't he? Sometimes.
Yeah, he writes articles.
Yeah, so that's why I thought. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it was just it was when Rachel Maddow got a hold of Donald Trump's tax returns, but the problem was is the tax return wasn't negative
to
Trump, and it showed him having paid taxes. But a lot of people have the theory that, I mean, that's 1 year,
right?
And what they were trying to find was some connections to Russia. And look, this is just – I'm just telling you what people are talking about.
Yeah.
This is not – whatever.
Yeah.
The point is some people were theorizing that Rachel Maddow, because she hyped it up so much, a lot of people were pissed off that, like, you had nothing. There was nothing there.
Yeah.
But some people – and John was one of those people that was like, that was ridiculous. That was like the Al Capone's tomb. Al Capone?
Yeah, Al Capone.
When Geraldo Rivera.
Geraldo Rivera's like, ha, we found it.
Right.
Oh my
God. And then there was nothing in there.
It's live TV, too.
Right.
Like, we're going to open up his tomb. There was nothing. Like a whoopee cushion. That was about it.
Right.
Cigarette butts.
So Rachel didn't really find anything in that 1 year. But so some people's theory, because she's very bright woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Rhodes Scholar.
She's an attorney, right? Like she was an attorney. Wasn't she an attorney?
I don't think so.
A lawyer? No?
She's a Rhodes Scholar, though.
Okay.
She's super smart.
Mm-hmm.
But she some people, their theory is that she did that because a lot of Republicans, a lot of people that wouldn't normally tune in wanted to see what she had.
Mm-hmm.
So they tuned in. And then she made a big case about the Russia-Trump connection.
So she got
herself a wider audience.
Right.
Which she probably knew. Obviously, she knew she didn't have something like a smoking gun.
That was what the article said. That he posted, that he wrote.
Yeah. That he stole. What do you think about the fact that the fat Jewish, the guy who calls himself the fat Jewish, who was on The Real Housewives for some unknown reason, what do you think about the fact that that he, you know, basically was stealing people's tweets?
I want to fucking cut his head.
That was the big scandal. And he's still famous. Like nobody,
only comics hate him. I don't understand that. You guys should know if you follow him. Didn't we talk about this? I feel like we just talked. Didn't we not? I don't know. But the thing with him is that he has such a huge following on Twitter or whatever, because he got in early on Twitter. Like, I think it was like right when Twitter was starting to blow up. He started in and he was retweeting other people's jokes, like verbatim.
Right.
And
not crediting them.
And not crediting
them.
Not
retweeting.
No, right. Yes.
Stealing
them. Yes, exactly. Yes. He was stealing their jokes. And I think also because he had the name, the
fat Jewish.
Yeah. That I think that like gave it like some, oh, who's this? Oh, you know, because I remember my Pilates instructor way back then, was like, do you follow the fake Jewish? He's hilarious. And I was like, really? Who is he? I don't know. Because I was like, I don't know how to do Twitter. Oh, I'm just following Dr. Drew.
Right.
Drew was – I remember getting an email saying, Dr. Drew wants to keep up with you on Twitter. Follow him on Twitter. I'm like, what the fuck is this Twitter? And doesn't Drew have anything more important to do than do this like social media thing that's weird? I don't know what it is. And so anyways, that I – so I – yeah, I don't have any respect for the guy at all. Like, he totally ripped off Molly, Jimmy's wife.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We did talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That reminded me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I just want to cut that fucking – braid right
that
off.
That man bun
that
thing
man
that's
bun
sticking out of his head?
Yes.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah, he's gross. Yes.
Ugh. Yeah. So speaking of our kids. No.
Who got an infraction now?
Well, there is some major drama.
Yes.
That I'm not trying to make you do this, but I'm saving it for Patreon.
Okay.
The actual story of it.
Okay.
But I will say that I can say on the main show – just, man, you know, we've talked about this before, but middle school,
man,
the drama just, it really does get brutal. It's so, it's really sad to see. And I read this, this friend of mine sent me an article because it totally speaks to what's going on with our kids. And I want you guys to look this up. I'll post it on our wall. It's from the M, it's called Girls and Their Frenemies. So maybe you could Google this, but I'll post the link. I'll share it. It's from an SMC education blog, and it's called Girls and Their Frenemies. And my friend sent it because our girls are – I don't want to use the word victim because that's a very strong
right.
word, but our girls are dealing with a power personality.
Oh, boy.
And the dividing and conquering of the like the girl, it just gets really manipulative in middle school.
Really, like okay, because Elby's in middle school. Is she? And I know I've asked this question before, but she is with her same friends that she came from elementary school with. Still,
she is.
Or is there a new group?
No, she's with a lot of the same friends. There's a lot of new kids,
mm-hmm.
but she's also with
kind of
a core group. Yeah. Two of her closest friends went to different schools. Mm. They the same school. Two girls went to a private school.
Okay.
So she's without them.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of the girls that are there that have been her friend
mm-hmm.
are one of them in particular is just – there's just a lot of mean girl behavior going on. And it's that thing that we keep talking about where you're like, you can only really talk to your kid.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, a friend of mine that I was talking to today was lamenting about the fact that her kid had a little texting problem with another kid and the mom came in and like bitched out her kid. And she was all kinds of pissed off because it's like, what? Like they're in middle school. You don't get on your kid's. You don't text another kid and tell them off. Call if you really have a problem, talk to the parent.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
She took her kid's phone and texted the other little girl.
The other boy. It was a boy, yeah.
A boy and uh-huh. just basically.
And bitched him out, basically.
Unbelievable. Wow.
Yeah. I just
really
think.
I'm not looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really annoying. And it's interesting because whatever traits we're seeing in our kids now,
mm-hmm.
they get exacerbated
oh boy.
In middle school. Like
I got to get Joanna Bowman on the phone.
Yeah.
We need to get her on the phone. Like what?
Yeah, and I'm like if they're a little mean or insecure or have a tendency to lie,
mm-hmm.
like they do it more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it
mm-hmm.
escalates. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, well, and if they have a tendency to like be – hot and cold and they're really good friends with your kid one day but then the next day they're like that person's out and another person's in and you don't notice it as much in elementary school, it becomes a big problem in middle school because just there's a lot of this – it's like power plays going
wow.
on with the kids.
Oh, my God.
This woman who wrote the article, she lives in Australia and I pitched – I wrote to her and I was like, oh, my God, you need to come on our show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then she wanted more information. Bitch, you live in Australia.
Yeah, what do you want from us? What more information do you need? We're not good enough. Listen, we are taking down Anna Faris, first of all.
Yeah.
We are beating her.
We're totally beating
iTunes.
Her.
well, it's interesting. I want to – you think it's a what's it called? Do you think it has to do with hormones a little bit?
Probably. Ooh. Yeah, adolescent, just the – What it has to do with, mm-hmm. according to this article, part of it is because they're starting to separate from their parents. Mm-hmm. So they're starting to have their own kind of network,
right.
you know, where they sort of solve problems and look to their peers more than they look to their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And so they need to, like, I don't know, like, exert control over their environment and over other kids and like little Elby. I mean, she is, as I've told you before, she can be more of a follower.
Yeah.
She is aims to please.
Well, then that's okay.
Because I've got to really hammer into her. I've got to really hammer in that she needs to be, like, stand up mm-hmm. for her front, for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she can't just go along. If somebody's being mean to other people, like, she needs to do what's right and not just go along to get along. Like,
yeah.
to not make waves.
Yeah.
It's very hard for them because if one person's doing a behavior or excluding another person, oftentimes they don't want to make a huge deal about it because mm-hmm. then they're going to be the one getting excluded.
Right.
It's very risky.
Right.
To stand up to your whole, like, the social hierarchy,
right.
to stand up to the alpha.
Right.
And go, no, you shouldn't say that to this person because then they're going to be like, Well,
now you're out.
Yeah, now, exactly.
So then how – there's got to be a way to deal with, like, the – how do you deal with it? How do you
– Well, what I did – well, did I tell that story on the main podcast about the Starbucks trip? No, that was Patreon.
Because how do you teach that? Because there – I know with Natalia, it's in one ear, out the other. I could tell her all the sagest wisdom in the world, and it's like she's not going to – She shuts me down already. Like, Mom, I know. Like, she doesn't want to hear it.
Well, does she – well, with Natalia, does she – I mean, we know that she's, like, a strong personality and that she's one of the leaders. So does she ever get her feelings hurt?
Yeah. Well, I know.
Because, you know, there's like – sometimes I think she's more comfortable like, hey, if she doesn't get along with somebody, that's fine. Then they're not going to hang out. But she has her other friends. But does she ever feel like, oh, I'm on the out – I'm getting iced out?
I think it's starting to happen. I don't know. Because this is one thing I was going to talk about. So she's been very, like, clingy. Like if she's – I don't know. Like, if something's going on, she's, like, very clingy to me, like, in my face, like – but annoying. Like, did you call her mom? Did you ask her if she could come over? Did you ask her if she could do this? Can we do this? Can we do that? It's constant. Like, for spring break. She's already planning her spring break. Already's got the – where we're going to go.
Great Wolf Lodge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that place. Now, she wants to do, like, a staycation and stay someplace and go to a hotel and overnight, whatever. But, like – she wants me to text the mom and, you know, so she's very, like, on me. I can't even imagine what she's like with the girls at school. I think eventually she might piss them off, like, enough. Like, I could see them being like, Natalia, stop. Like, you're too – she
too
gets
intense.
Too intense. She gets too intense. And I don't know. Luckily, her two little friends are very – little Cammy and a little – they're very – understanding, and they know that she's like that, and they kind of like that quality, I guess, sometimes. But and they get it, and they tell her, relax, it's fine, don't worry, you know. But when it's turned to them, I don't know how they're going to handle. I'm starting to feel that she's annoyed them. I don't know why. I could tell something was bothering her. Like, she came home from school last week immediately, like, she asked me, did you hear back from the kid's mom about spring break? No. And then she's, like, sad. And I could tell something was bothering her. It looked like she got in trouble. She seemed like she got in trouble by me. Like, sometimes I get mad and I tell her, stop. Mm-hmm. Enough. Go do something. Go read. Go do something. Like, when I get on her like that and she gets shut down, you could tell, like, she got in trouble. Like, it was like she got in trouble by somebody, but not by a teacher. I feel like she got shut down by one of her friends. So I was starting to feel that. So she's got that personality. Like, you know, she's intense. But then if they're – they could treat her like crap and she'll be fine. Like, she's okay with it just as long as she's their friend kind of and included.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm noticing a little bit with Elby.
Really?
Like putting up with bad behavior from other people and not wanting to make waves about it. Just being like, well, it's okay. It's just them.
Yeah. Yeah, except Natalia is the one that's kind of like irritating them, but they don't – but she doesn't realize that she's irritating. I don't think she realizes what she's doing because there's sometimes where she's irritating me. Like I'll just starving and I'll tell her I'm starving. I'm going to go sit down and eat. And she's already eaten and she comes and I'm like go to take a bite and she's just like, can you call her? And I'm about to eat and I'm like, no, Natalia, I'm going to eat. I tell her like three times nice and then finally I'm like, stop. And then she's like, I don't know why you get mad at me. Like she just doesn't – she doesn't get it.
Right.
And a lot of that is my mom and her and a lot of it is Adam's grandma. So I don't know. She's very tough to deal with. So I'm worried that she's going to push her friends away and not understand why, which is sad. But I don't know. You know, but part of that is growing up and you got to figure it out and you got to, you know, you got to – but – and, you know, I want to be able to help her through it. Like,
right.
I want to get on it now.
It's hard because you don't know how the different groups, like how that's going to pan out. Like you don't know whether that behavior will actually make her a leader. Like
right.
whether people will be drawn to her because
right.
she's coming up with ideas and,
right.
you know,
mm-hmm.
or whether people will be like, okay, enough already.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Does she ever get – like do you ever find that the other two, her two friends, try to do stuff without her?
No, they do stuff without her. She – like – and she's fine with it. Like that's the one thing that I like is that I'll – this is something that Cammie's mom told me. That the one thing that she noticed that Natalia does, that she does, and sometimes it upsets Cammie, is that if Natalia has plans with Olivia, she'll say, Olivia, aren't you excited? Aren't you excited for this weekend? Aren't you excited for this weekend? And then, like, if I was sitting there and I'd say, Natalia, don't talk about it in front of Cammie, you know, she'll say, no, Cammie knows that she's coming over. She's okay with it. And same thing with Olivia. Like, the two of them are fine. Like, they're both the – and they've taught Natalia, like, we don't all have to be together. They, you know, Natalia, you and I can have our weekend, and then I'll go with Olivia and have my weekend with Olivia. And it's okay. They've taught Natalia that. So she's like, I know that they're together. They're fine. She knows that the two of them are going somewhere on spring break together. And she's – I know it bothers her a little bit, but for the most part, she's like, that's – yeah, I get it. I'm fine with it. She gets it. But she'll do that. She'll be like, are you excited? Are you excited? And then eventually it's like, okay, I'm sitting right here. Like, you know, it's like she's, you know, constantly like – not constantly, but she does do that, like where she
– Right, right.
You know, because she's so excited. And she's like – and Cammie's mom's like, I don't – you know, and Cammie knows, like, she's not doing it out of being like, ha, 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 me and you have this.
Right, right.
She's just doing it because she's excited and she's intense. But she doesn't realize that she's pushing people away.
Right.
And that could take a toll maybe on a friendship. I don't know.
Well, we're going to talk more about that on Patreon.
Okay.
Because I'll tell you the specific scenario that went down with LB. And then you can tell me what you think and see if Natalia has that too.
Yeah. We got to get Joanna Bowman.
We have to get her. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to get her on the show. Mm-hmm. She said she'll come here.
Okay, let's get her.
And sit with us.
Kaylin.
And talk to us.
Book her.
Yeah.
On it.
Listen, if there's a lot of problems, social problems, but what if your kid's having a reading problem?
Yeah.
Now there's USA Reading Clinic. You've probably searched high and low for an answer to your kid's reading issues, but when nothing works, you're back to square one feeling discouraged and helpless. You know your kid has potential. But for some reason, they're struggling with reading. We have lived that.
Mm-hmm.
And even though your child wouldn't say it, they're depending on you to find the solution. If you're really out of ideas, try the USA Reading Clinic. They have a solution for you. They're at 800-869-9640. 800-869-9640. Once your child's reading difficulties are corrected, their grades are going to improve, their confidence will soar, and we all know that reading is very important. Riff, reading is fundamental. So if you don't make the call today, how else can your child get back on track and start succeeding? So call USA Reading Clinic right now, 800-869-9640.
There you go.
And last but not least, let's talk about our boobs.
Third love. Everybody loves third love, right? Right.
Yep.
You guys, if you have not tried your third love bra, I don't know what you're waiting for, or get your second third love bra. So what you guys got to do is go to thirdlove.com/FCOL. They have beautiful colors, all different kinds of, you know, different jewel tones. And they have the 24/7 bra that is so comfortable. And even their like lacy bras or their strappy bras, they're all comfortable. You get a free 30 days trial. You can wash it. You can wear it. If you don't like it, you can send it back. But that's not going to happen.
No.
You just pay $2.99 shipping up front. You get your third love. Go to thirdlove.com/FCOL.
Yeah. Get in on what we're in
on.
Get
in on it.
And then before we fully wrap, we have to give a shout out to some of our premium Patreon subscribers who we love.
Yeah.
Like Heather Nesbitt. She's one of our newer ones. She is a LuLaRoe. Rep. Mm-hmm. She sent us those really soft leggings that we like. And you can find her on Facebook.com/Heather N, like for Nesbitt, and then LuLaRoe. That's how you spell LuLaRoe. They have a bunch of like cute stuff.
Really
so,
cute.
Yeah, she's there on Facebook or Insta. She's at Insta at LuLaRoe Heather Nesbitt. And then also your girl, Kelly Flores.
Oh.
She's your Rodan and Fields rep. She has lots of cool stuff, including a new product called Lash Boost. So
it's
you
pretty amazing.
Yeah. So you can find her at kflores, F-L-O-R-E-S, .myrandf.com. That's
nice.
For myrodanandfields.com. Then there's the Sip and Shine podcast, When Life Doesn't Turn Out How You Thought. They have a lot of cool, interesting guests, including somebody who survived a cult. So
ooh.
Check them out. Sip and Shine podcast. The Wayne Foundation,
nice.
Our friend Ulysses,
yeah.
is a big supporter of this. So we like to give them a shout out.
Cause.
Yep. Because they're a nonprofit and mm-hmm. they help keep women out of sex trafficking. So go to WayneFDN.com. Short for foundation.org, and see how you can help. Okay. And then Ashley Duchesne is a family photographer. She's has a photo spark. It's an
ooh.
iTunes podcast. And her website is Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, Duchesne, D-U-C-H-E-N-E.com. And you can find her on Facebook and Insta too. And then last but not least, Kate Marengo.
Mm.
She's our interior designer out of Chicago, but she can help you anywhere you are. All you have to do is go to interiorchicago.com and look up Kate Marengo and send her an email and say, help me pick a couch, bitch. Just like that.
Just like that.
Yeah.
She likes it when you call her the bitch.
Yep. Go to Corolla Drinks.
Yes, go to Corolla Drinks. Get the promo code. Use your promo code, FCOL. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. Mm-mm. That's what people say. Mm-mm. I go on too many dates, but I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. Mm-mm. That's what people say. Mm-mm. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music.
Yeah.